Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. So in this video today, we're going to be answering the question, which is, what kind of reel covers do you suggest for Instagram or TikTok to get the best traction in the algo, which I assume means the algorithm, but I don't know, unless I'm missing what algo is, but I know it's not. So great question. So when it comes to the cover photos, are the things that are on, for some people who just understand what it is, they are the things that you upload to Instagram, and you can upload them to Reels, and on those Reels, you're able to see the actual images on top of them. And some of these, so quite a lot of the time, people like to do this. They think it's a good idea. They think it makes their brand look nice. And what I would say is, to answer the first part of the question, is it'll have no impact on the algorithm whatsoever. So the reason I mean that, and the reason I say that, is because the content, the algorithm, is all about trying to push your content to more people, to be able to get more views, more likes, more shares. That's the idea of the algorithm. That's what it's doing. But the cover photos, the actual cover photos that we see, these things are only actually visible when somebody goes on the profile. So when someone actually looks on our profile, they are the only things that people are going to, that's where they're going to see it. So they have no bearing on when people are actually in the feed. So when someone's scrolling through their feed, you're not actually being able to see that cover photo, which again is not spoken about enough. I think this is where people maybe get a bit confused. And it'll be the same for TikTok, by the way. Do they have an impact on the algorithm? No. So why would you do them? I'll talk about what has an impact on the algorithm actually first. So what would have an impact on the algorithm? What actually makes people want to consume that content, see it, and what will force it? The first thing that has an impact with algorithm is the actual content itself. So algorithms are going to be influenced and affected by the number of things. You've got watch time, so how long somebody actually watches the content, stays on the content, consumes it, that's going to affect the algorithm. So the longer you can get people to watch it, the more viral that video is going to be. The keywords within the content, so any of the transcriptions that happen, because the video you make is going to be transcribed, so people are going to be able to hear that. They're going to be able to, as in the algorithm is going to be able to hear it, transcribe it, get the text for it, and take what the context of that content is, and that will influence the algorithm as to where it puts it. Other things as well is the caption, so where you write content, where you actually create that content, and what you write underneath it, so the extra written piece, which is why, by the way, it's so important to not just write what this is, what this does, and, you know, basic mortgage thing, what is a mortgage? It's not that. You want to write a really like a mini blog on those things, and you do that, you'll get really good results, because that's what's going to impact the algorithm. So those things matter: engagement, comments, likes, shares, sharing into the stories. Anything where people are commenting on you is going to push that. I heard something recently which they said on about Instagram, sorry, LinkedIn, but it'll be a similar thing across all of them, is they said that with LinkedIn, for every comment, that means that there's a chance that for every comment you get, your post will be showed to two extra people. So the more comments you get, the bigger it can go. And that's where you can see where virality comes in, because more and more people are going to connect with it. And that's the beauty of social media on this kind of level. So that's how the algorithm works. Now, where does these feeds come in? Where does this kind of cover page come in? Quite simply, with the cover profile, it is only really relevant for people who land on the profile. So if they are jumping onto your profile and looking at it, then it presents it in a nicer way. There are a couple of ways, reasons why. First one is, it can make you look nice. So one of my favorite ones I always recommend is a guy called Jay Alderton. And Jamie Alderton, his cover photos are absolutely lovely. They're really good. They're very plain, but they're also very well done. And if you land on his profile, you very quickly can see that he is a professional in what he does, and I love those. I think they're the type of ones that I myself have tried multiple times. It's something I'm going to be looking at doing more in the future. But that is a great example of one of the reasons of making you look good. It's on brand, it looks nice. So that's one reason why you could use a cover photo. The other reason why you could use a cover photo is also to make it pretty clear what it is you are actually talking about. Because many people will just jump onto a Instagram profile, and if you've just uploaded your TikToks or your previous reels and you've got no cover photo with anything on there that's saying what it's about, then I wouldn't know what that content is. And then what you're asking people to do is to watch that content without knowing what it's about, which means the chances of them watching it are going to be very, very slim compared to the chances of somebody watching it who isn't in who's seen a cover photo. So it means that your content becomes more evergreen. There's more use for it. So cover photos are great in that sense. Now, when it comes to making cover photos, you've got to try and not all are created equally, and be very careful at trying to go too much with it. Because some of my favorite cover photos are just very basic and very, like, just to make it easy, if you're not very talented and skilled at this point, one of the easiest ones is just something very simple, like just put a bit of text on the screen. You can do it at the very beginning of the Instagram reel, and then that will come up on the screen as the cover photo. One of my clients, Matt Chapman, which is the protection coach, he actually does this really well and is one of those very easily done. If you land on his profile, you can see, and some of you will all know Matt, he's great, and you can see very quickly when you go on his profile that what he is talking about, it's very easy to do. So if you're a mortgage broker, you're looking to improve your insurance, you can jump on and it's like, bang, I can see all the stuff, I know what I need to do. So it's super easy in that way, and that's one of the good ways of doing it. Now, the mistake that people make is, and then, sorry, you can also then go into like Canva and create some really nice ones. So if you get into Canva, you're able to create some more branded ones. And I've done some on mine in the past where I've created ones that look really good. They're very over the top and edited, but you need to have Canva skills for this. And I think this is the thing that many people get very wrong, is if you don't have those Canva skills, you're going to get yourself caught out. And a bad cover photo is really bad. Like, they look awful, like really bad. So you're better off having a basic, simple cover photo than you are having a bad cover photo. And so that is why, and I'm a big advocate of this, by the way, across the board, simplicity hides a lot of problems. If you are trying to be overly technical with things and make things look more colorful, and it's the reason why most of my brands, it's just black and white, because you can hide a lot of problems in black and white. It's very easy. I don't over push myself. You look at the content, everything I make is quite simple and scalable. And it's exactly the same with your reels. A bad cover photo on your reel will not be good for you at all, because you instantly look amateur. Whereas just a bit of text from Instagram is fine. But as I spoke about Jamie Alton's one, if you are willing to go a little bit further and a bit deeper, you will get good results if you go further on with that. But remember that it isn't pushing the algorithm. All it is doing is effectively making it nicer and prettier when people see it, makes you feel a bit better about the brand, and it will make it more evergreen if it's been signposted correctly. So those are the reasons why a cover photo is good for your Instagram content. So if you have ever got any value from the content I create, from this podcast to my Instagram content to the free mortgage marketing blueprint that I update every single year, and you would like to show your appreciation completely for free, then it would mean the world to me if you head over to LinkedIn and leave me a recommendation. Let me know your feedback on what you've got from the show. It's wonderful to hear how this stuff is affecting and helping brokers in the real world. Head over to ashborland.com/LinkedIn and it will redirect you there. We need to be connected. So if we're not connected already, drop me a connection request. And if we are, click on the button at the top and click recommendation or recommend, and do fill out the rest. And it would, like I said, it really would mean the world. Anyway, let's get on to the next episode.